This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This has been a year of superlatives in this economy, mostly to the downside, yes. The worst short-term unemployment numbers ever, generationally bad long-term joblessness, the biggest economic collapse in 90 years. I'm sure you remember. Not everywhere, though, has it been bad. The summer of 2020 was the busiest for mergers and acquisitions in decades, more than $1 trillion globally in the third quarter, after an honestly lousy first half of the year because of the virus. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab breaks down the corporate rush to buy and sell.
You've heard all the cliches. The bigger, the better. Strength in numbers. Go big or go home. In a pandemic, cliches may not be so bad.
Living in times of turbulence like this, company strategies need to change.
Steve Morissette teaches mergers and acquisitions at the University of Chicago. He says right now, smaller companies need access to bigger corporations' cash, and corporations can get better value.
So maybe we avoid dumb deals and we avoid overpaying during a recession.
A recession can also shift what kinds of deals are made. Corporations see value in diversifying their portfolios, which usually means buying brands that complement their existing business. But think about Walmart's bid to buy part of TikTok. That would make a very diverse portfolio. Asish Ramchandran at Deloitte says big companies can make fundamental shifts when the market swings.
There are companies that have got a sound strategy behind the scenes. They are looking and waiting, but they can step in and make a deal.
Meanwhile, some corporations are pulling back from diversifying geographically. Last quarter, international deals fell.
So, I mean, how do you go verify if a factory is actually capable of scaling up production in Asia when you cannot actually do a site visit?
Plus, the pandemic has disrupted global supply chains. Miles Shaver teaches strategic management at the University of Minnesota.
But once you've made those investments and your supply chain is built through China, if something happens there, then that's actually a risky thing.
Shaver says companies with the smartest strategies are using M&A deals to get ahead of the pandemic and look at how business will look once it's over. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.